It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know, when you've decided to move on and you've broken up with somebody and then you're in a new relationship and now you're getting married to somebody else.
Aww.
The ex usually shouldn't be involved in the wedding.
Oh my God, what is happening?
Probably don't want to invite them to be in the wedding party. Probably don't really want them at the reception. You definitely don't want them on the wedding invite. Or maybe there are some situations where you do want them on the wedding invite.
What?
I don't get
it. And that's sort of what Heather's going through right now. What's up, Heather? How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm in a little bit of a pickle. I thought I was okay, but I've had some girlfriends recently suggest to me that I might want to speak up and tell my fiance what I've done.
What? I'm so confused.
I read your email, and it's a very bold move, Heather.
Well, it was a very thought-out decision I made, and it was coming from a very good place.
Okay, wait, hold on, Heather. When are you getting married?
I'm getting married in about 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you tell everybody what you decided to do?
So what happened was my fiance and I had engagement photos taken.
Uh-huh.
And the whole purpose, obviously, for social media and stuff like that, but I wanted to have it on the invitation.
Okay. Yeah. A picture of you and him, a lovely professional photo.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the one thing that my fiance, Michael, he just kept saying he didn't care. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Let me just, I mean, he cares about the wedding and stuff like that.
Right.
But as far as the invitations and the details, like, he was just like, you do it all. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, great.
I think that's how most dudes, that's how I would be. If I were getting married, I'd be like, I don't care about the invite. Like, also, I don't even want to invite people.
My husband said the only thing he cared about was having late night pizza delivered at the reception. That was his only,
really?
Like, input.
There's a simple kind, right?
Yeah.
We are.
So I don't get what the issue is still, though.
So when the engagement photos came back, I was really horrified by them, specifically how I look in them. So what I did was I decided, because I was like, well, we can't redo these photos, and I have to get these invitations out.
Right.
So what I decided to do was I went back into some old photos, and I found a really good photo of myself, like hot, steamy, look really good, really happy and all that stuff. So I decided to use that photo. The only issue is it's a photo with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Wait, hold up. Are you saying you put a photo of you and your ex-boyfriend on your wedding invitation?
No, what I did was then I photoshopped Michael in where my ex-boyfriend is.
So she photoshopped her fiancé into the picture. Did you Photoshop all of him in? Like, you just cut out your ex and put him next to you?
I photoshopped my fiance's face on top of my ex-boyfriend's body.
So, no.
Wait, are you? Is this a? You're joking? Like, that can't be real life. You didn't actually do that.
I did, but let me tell you a couple things. It's a very, very high quality Photoshop, like beyond.
I was gonna say, yeah. How good at Photoshop are you?
Because yeah.
I'm pretty terrible at it, and it would be very obvious if I tried to do something like that.
I'm telling you, it's so good. Nobody would know.
Yeah, he's gonna know that that's not his body standing next to you. When you say nobody's gonna know, when your fiance looks at the picture, he's gonna know that's not him.
I realize it probably wasn't the best move, but he has said repeatedly that he doesn't care, like over and over. And honestly, this is the photo where I look the best.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I guess it's time to see if he cares.
Yeah.
And I think when he says he doesn't care about things like the font.
Yeah,
or
the colors.
Whether you do the gold embossing or not.
Well, I took it as in, like, in total. And with his face photoshopped on my ex's body, he looks really, really good.
Oh, okay.
So I think Michael would be like, my fiance would be really stoked.
No!
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, absolutely.
No!
From now on, I just want you to Photoshop my face on all of your ex-boyfriend's pictures so everybody thinks I have a six-pack.
Not even that, just like...
Wait, hold up, you guys. What if your fiance photoshops your face on his ex's body because his ex's body had a better body than you?
See?
That would not go over.
I don't think men are that smart, but that's okay.
What? Oh my God. Now you're just...
This is bad.
Do you need to call him with your Awkward Tuesday phone call and tell him what you did?
I do, because this is the thing. I actually think if he saw it, he would think to himself that we really took that photo at one time. But I've told my girlfriends, and my girlfriends are like, you have to let him know.
He might not even look at the picture. Are you sure you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call and tell him?
Hey.
Well, I just don't want him to see it and then have to deal with it later on and, you know, make him feel bad.
Yeah, or if his mom realizes it's not him, that's or his true. Best friend. I mean, this could turn around and make you look so trashy. I would be pissed.
Well, that's why I emailed you guys, since I don't know how to bring it up.
Have you printed and sent these invites already?
Oh, yeah, the invitations are out.
Okay, well, we'll play a song and then come back, give you a little advice on how you can tell him that you photoshopped his face on your ex-boyfriend for your wedding announcement.
Yeah.
And you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on.